Can I ask everybody to rise? Now, can I ask each and every one of you to find a Bible and put and hold it? If you don't have one, raise your hand, we'll get one to you. Don's got to have one. Everybody got a Bible in their hand? Now I ask you to lift up your Bible and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what I say I am. I can do what I say I can do. I'm going to learn how to be what it says I can be. Today I will learn more of the Word of God. The indestructible, never-ending, living Word of God. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Today's message is titled, Trusting God's Plan When Life Doesn't Make Sense. Turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs verse 3, verses 5 and 6. It's on page 987 in the Pew Bibles. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. This is the word of God for the people of God. Even when life feels confusing or overwhelming, God is working all things together for good. His ways are higher, and we can trust His plan. Life is full of uncertainties. There are times when we don't understand why we're going through this pain, or this loss, or this disappointment. There are times when we grieve the loss of a loved one, we ask ourselves, why not me? Or we ask ourselves, why now, Lord? I don't understand. My answer to that is, when your work here on earth is done, God will take you to His reward. Isn't that a more beautiful feeling to tell yourself than to dwell on the negative? To grieve the loss? Isn't it more Christian-like to thank God that He has taken our loved ones to their reward? We may feel frustrated or confused or even abandoned by God. I know I felt that way. I have had my times where I had to sit down and say, God, where are you? Why did you send me here? What is your plan? I don't understand it. I'm asking this because to me right now, this moment, life doesn't make sense. How many times have you felt that? So this morning we're going to explore how to lean into God's wisdom instead of our own and find comfort in knowing that His plans are always for our good. You notice I didn't say His plans are always for everybody's good. The reason, because the Bible says that God's plans are always for the believer's good. Another little benefit of being a believer. Trusting God's plan requires us to surrender our understanding. It requires us to put aside what we think. It requires us to stop dwelling in the negative. It requires us to not be depressed, not feel sorry for ourselves. It requires us to get on our knees and ask God, "What is your plan? Help me understand what it is that you want me to do and be." God knows all things. He knows the past. He knows the present. He knows the future. While we only have an understanding of the perspectives that we have at the present moment and the past. And that perspective is limited. We use this word trust an awful lot. What does that mean when you say trust? Or when you think I need to trust, what does that mean? Well, this morning I'm here to tell you that trust means submission. It means to put aside our plans, and it means for us to wrap ourselves around God's plan, whatever it is that He has for us. It's saying, God, even though I don't understand, I choose to trust that You know what is best for me. When we submit to God's ways, He promises to guide us. Scripture challenges us to actively trust even when circumstances are hard. When we're living alone because we've lost a loved one, when we can't do what it is that we think we need to do, when we feel lonely, when we feel lost, when we ask ourselves, "Why me, Lord?" We need to trust God's plan. I think it's a really good thing that we don't know what God's plan is for us, other than He promises to live with Him in eternity. True faith, isn't just about believing in God's goodness, but it's also acting on it. We say we live in faith, but do we? Is it just a word that we've heard and use or read? But do we really, truly live our life in faith? I understand, Lord. I don't know what your plan is. But your son has asked me to live in faith. I do that today. Reflect on areas of your life where you might be leaning on your understanding instead of God's understanding. Inject that word faith. Surrender those areas to Him, asking for His guidance and strength to trust His way. Romans 8, verse 28, it reads this way. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who have been called according to His purpose. Let me read that again. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We need to be reminded that God is sovereign and able to bring good out of any situation. Even our greatest challenges and darkest moments can be used for our good and for His glory. If you're feeling depressed or alone or lost, are not real sure of where you need to go according to God's plan, we need to trust. We need to have faith. Even in our darkest moments, the Scripture tells us that it is all for His good. It is all for the good of those of us that love Him and believe Him. We may only see a small piece of the puzzle, but God sees the entire picture. He knows the big picture. Remember, we said He knows the past and the present and the future. He understands because it is His plan for us. While we might only see confusion, God is weaving together something really, really beautiful for us. We need to trust God's character. God's good may not always align with our desire or expectations. That's where we struggle. That's where it's real difficult to have faith. That's where it's real difficult to live in trust. Because our feeble mortal mind, and sometimes by the work of the great deceiver, leads us in a different direction than what God is telling us. Especially if that different direction brings goodies to us, whether it be stuff or money or a brand new house or any of these worldly things. Our expectations are not rooted in His love. God's plan that He gives us is rooted in God's love and His wisdom and His perfect knowledge of what we truly need. When life feels chaotic, meditate on Romans 8, verse 28. Remind yourself that God is at work even in situations that seem hopeless. When you're down about as far as you think you are, can go get down, God's plan is not hopeless. We may think so, but it is not. Hold on to His promise that He's working for good. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. We need to learn to wait on God. That's a hard one for me. I just don't have the patience that I'm supposed to have. It is like now. I want answers now. It's hard for me to wait on God to show His plan. God's timing often doesn't match ours, but it is always perfect. That's another hard one for me. I'm one of these guys that if I think it, that's the way it is, period. It's just the way it is. Ask Rainey, she'll tell you. That's difficult for me to understand, to take a moment in trust and faith to know that God is always perfect in what He has planned for us. He knows when we're ready to receive certain blessings or lessons. The Bible reminds us that God makes everything beautiful in His time, not our time, in God's time. He makes everything beautiful. The very situation that seems hopeless or broken today may be the catalyst for a beautiful transformation. Maybe that's God's plan. Maybe His plan is that He has a transformation that will be beautiful for each and every one of us. We must trust His timing. We have to do this even over our own urgencies. Often we want things immediately. That's me. I can take something and research it and study it, find out the pluses and the minuses of this, or the pluses and the minuses of that, dwell on it for a while, not very long, a short while, and then make my decision, this is what I want to do. And it better happen right now, or I'm not a happy camper. I have a hard time being patient. We need to practice patience. We need to practice patience, trusting that God's timing is always best. Use these seasons of waiting to get closer to God. Use these seasons of waiting, these times that you're practicing patience, to build your faith, knowing that He is working even when you can't see it. Here's an interesting story. A young woman by the name of Corrie Ten Boom, you all know her, lived through an unimaginable pain and loss during World War II. She was a Dutch Christian who, along with her family, helped many Jews escape the Nazis by hiding them in their attic or wherever else was handy. However, she was eventually arrested and sent to a concentration camp. They caught her. They sent her to this concentration camp where she faced terrible conditions and the loss of her sister, Betsy. Corey struggled to understand why God would allow such suffering. Are any of us guilty of that? When you suffer the loss of a loved one, especially? Or when you've experienced a life-changing injury or illness? Do we struggle to understand why God would allow such things to happen to us? After the war, she would often tell about people about her tapestry, a metaphor she used to describe her life and the way God worked through it. Here's what she would tell people. Corey would show the backside of a tapestry filled with tangled threads and knots. You ladies are probably more familiar with that than us tough guys, right? It looked chaotic and ugly, much like her own life did in those dark times. I'm sure Corey thought she could relate to that back of that tapestry more so than most. Then she would turn that tapestry around, revealing a beautiful design. And Corey explained that while we see only the messy underside, that's what we dwell on, the tangles and the knots, God sees the masterpiece that he's creating. We are all God's masterpiece. We are not full of tangles and knots. We are part of his plan. Corey's suffering had not been without purpose. Her story of faith and forgiveness has inspired millions of people yet today. Her book is still one of the higher selling books on the market today. Corey's story reminds us that even when life feels tangled and confusing, God is creating something that is beautiful. We might only see the knots and the loose threads, but God is creating a masterpiece. Just as Corey trusted that God had a plan, even in her darkest hours, we too can trust that he is working all things together for good of those that believe. Life doesn't always make sense. And we won't always understand God's way. But we can choose to trust him. Or we can choose to follow our own thoughts. Trusting him to follow his plan. Because we are a masterpiece. Or trusting our own plan that probably, at least in part, is motivated by the works of the great deceiver, ending up in a tangled mess of threads and knots. God's wisdom is greater than ours. His timing is perfect. And his plan is always good. God has a purpose for each and every season that we live through. He has a purpose for every trial. There's a reason why you're feeling depressed. There's a reason why you're feeling down and out. It's part of God's plan. Because we need to experience some of these things, perhaps, before we can be a beautiful masterpiece that God has created. Let go of the need that you have all the answers and choose to trust that God is writing a story in your life that's more beautiful than you can imagine. Just as the tapestry looks messy on one side but beautiful on the other, your life, seen from God's perspective, is a masterpiece in progress. Yeah, he's not done with us yet. We're still here, right? Remember what I said earlier, when our work on earth is done? He's still creating that masterpiece for us that we said, those of us that sat here this morning. As we close, perhaps you're facing something in your life right now that just doesn't make sense. Maybe you're wondering where God is in your situation or questioning why he would allow certain things to happen. I have been there. I have been there. Today, God is calling you to lay down your need to understand and just simply trust him. For believers, if you're carrying burdens or facing uncertainties, surrender those questions and those fears and their struggles to God. Ask him to fill you with peace and give you strength to trust his perfect plan. For those seeking God, if you never put your trust in Jesus, this is your chance. Let him show you the beauty he wants to bring out of your life, even in the midst of your brokenness. If that's you, humble yourself in his presence. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. And your plan is greater than anything we could imagine. When life doesn't make sense, help us to remember that you are at work. Weave together a beautiful story for our good and your glory. Teach us to learn on your understanding, to trust your timing, and to rest in your promises. Father, we surrender our questions and uncertainties to you, believing that you are faithful to what you say. In Jesus' name, amen. Closing hymn. We're going to be different, by the way. Get your hymn books out, number 444. I love to tell the story. How many verses are we going to sing? How many are there? Four, let's sing one, two, and four. Verses 1, 2, and 4. Tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory. May the beauty of God be reflected in your eyes. The love of God be reflected in your hands. The wisdom of God be reflected in your words. And the knowledge of God flow from your heart that all might see. This is the word of God. Everybody please say amen.